This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
You might have tuned in to hear this game on I-101-FM. Going for their fourth straight state championship, the Sutherland Bulldogs, they had their hands full, but they pull it off.
Here's the second. Up and good. You got them both. 49-43, and Sutherland will win this one and their first state championship in a row. Holy mackerel!
Holy mackerel indeed. Dan Bain with the call on I-101-FM as the Sutherland girls win 49-43 against the Banks Braves in the state championship game on Saturday. And we are happy to have with us here the player that Dan was talking about at the free throw line at the final seconds. She was the Sky-M League Player of the Year. She was the game MVP in the championship game, scored 24 points to try and help lead her team to a fourth straight championship. And somehow, some way, they do it. Taylor Strickland on the line with us here. Taylor, good afternoon. Are you still riding on cloud nine right now?
Yeah, definitely. It's still a little bit in shock.
I can imagine so. Quite the day for you guys on Saturday. The team winning its fourth straight state championship, and you guys do it in dramatic fashion. A massive comeback there. You've got to, I looked it through all this. I mean, a huge comeback. It's your senior season. You were the player of the game. It follows a great league season where you were the league player of the year. You've won a couple of championships there at Sutherland High School before this one, but is this one the sweetest of them all?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're all pretty great, and but definitely coming back from that big of a deficit and to be able to win the fourth one is pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with Taylor Strickland here from Sutherland High School, senior out there, helping the Sutherland Bulldogs win their fourth straight state championship with a 49-43 victory on top of the Banks Braves. You mentioned the big comeback. Obviously, that was kind of the big storyline at the end of everything here. You guys trailed by 18 with just about 12 minutes left to go in the game, middle of the third quarter there. I mean, can you put into words how crazy it was to be out on the floor and kind of be a part of this taking place?
Not really. It's super difficult. I mean, we had a lot of people ask about it, and yeah, it was just one of those things where we all kind of, some of us clicked, and we all picked up and were able to pull out of it.
Breaking things down here with you, Taylor Strickland on the line with us. You guys fell behind by 6 in the first half of this game. Obviously, it took about middle of the third quarter in the second half for you guys to start really rolling. But what was one of the biggest things that you guys thought kind of caused the slow start for you there against Banks?
Banks is really long and really tall. They're hard to pass around, and we are definitely not the biggest team. So, some of those passes that we're used to getting into the middle or ball reversal is just really difficult to get around them. So I think that was kind of, that helped the slow start. And then, nerves were there and, people weren't quite sure what to do. And, yeah.
Yeah, and it's still a fairly young team, believe it or not, a team that had quite a few freshmen that put in a lot of minutes out there, despite a team that's been in the state championship game four straight years. Still a lot of inexperienced players that hadn't been at that level before this year. Talking with Taylor Strickland, one of the seniors on this team. So obviously not the first half you guys were looking for. What was the locker room atmosphere like at halftime?
It was a little bit like mad at ourselves that we were not playing that well and that we're kind of upset and angry, but also upbeat and like, let's go back out there and continue to fight and try to win this game.
Was there a lot of yelling? Was it a very kind of, you had to calm you guys yourself down after coming in after a disappointing half, or were you guys kind of focused on trying to figure out the solutions? Or
it was very quiet and focused, and we all just listened to our coaches and what they had to tell us, and yeah, it was very focused.
So the second half, obviously, you guys come out. You didn't start the third quarter the way you'd like. Fell back behind by 18 after being down by 6 to start out the second half. When it got to 18, did you ever have any doubts start to creep into your mind that maybe this wasn't going to be your guys' year?
Not really. Even last year, we were down every game, and never once did I ever think that we're going to lose. That it was always, we got this. That this is, we're okay. We're going to be fine. We're gonna pull through.
Was there a timeout or a moment on the floor, any part where you guys said, you know, like, it's now or never, we've got to make this change? I mean, was there something changed? Can you pick a moment where you noticed that things kind of changed in your direction?
A lot of the second half is a blur. Like, it all just kind of meshes together. I know we start pressing. Mm-hmm. And then that caused a couple turnovers, and I think that's kind of when things started to change. Harley Baker hit a three, and that was the beginning of it.
That indeed was the Sutherland girls finish. This is very impressive to me. I was doing the research, kind of crunching the numbers here. The final 11 minutes and 52 seconds, it was a 33-9 run by Sutherland to finish out that game. Just staggering to see the numbers that you guys did, and you come back there. And obviously, it wasn't really in hand until late in that game. It's not like you guys got ahead early in the fourth quarter and then were able to cruise to a victory after coming back from a big one. It was not until the final 37 seconds you make a shot and it puts you guys in front. As you guys got into the second or into the fourth quarter, did you just find yourself maybe going to a different level of focus in there out there in the game, that you kind of just got more determined as the game got closer to the end? Because it was a two possession game there late in that one, and you guys still somehow found a way to clamp down and get a victory.
Yeah, definitely. For me, it was, as the game got closer, I knew that I was going to have to step up and, you know, make some of those big shots for my team and kind of lead and be there to lead us into victory.
It definitely was an impressive game, fun to listen to on the radio. I'm sure the atmosphere there in the gym was something special. 2 seconds left on the clock, and you guys are up by, let's see, you won by 6, so you're up by 4 at the time. You're at the free throw line. You make the first one to make it a 5-point game and pretty much seal the victory with that one. You've got a second one coming. What was running through your minds there as you're getting ready to shoot a second free throw to put you guys up by 6 with just 2 seconds left on the clock? It was pretty much a done deal at that point. What was running through your mind? Do you even remember those moments?
Well, I was thinking you better make it. And there was, you know, some other stuff going on. There was coaches trying to tell us, you know, not to foul, which that was good advice. I mean, we did not want to foul and trying to get players back down the floor, but that was mainly going to my head, is you better make this.
Yeah, that was a big one there. Put you guys up by 6, clinches the victory, 49-43. Sutherland wins its fourth straight state championship, and we are talking with the player of the game, Taylor Strickland. Big game for her, 24 points. You finished the tournament with 20.3 scoring average to lead the way in the tournament there, and man, just a heck of a performance for you guys up at the tournament. Going into it, and I'm sure you guys probably heard the rumor, not the rumors, but the rumblings outside of the program that, you know, maybe this was finally the year that Sutherland's not the strong team that they have been in years past. I know you guys were a bit of an underdog in some of these matchups, not the highest ranked seeded team going into the tournament. Finally saw that league winning streak come to an end. Was this year, I mean, you've been a part of championship years there at Sutherland before. Was this year a bigger challenge than in years past in your mind? Or?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. We were really young this year.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, we were starting two freshmen, and, I mean, they really stepped up and did a good job, but there's just so much that they don't know yet and a lot of things they haven't experienced yet. And then, you know, Harley broke her finger, and that put us down again. So, I mean, it was tough at times, but, you know, overall, we were able to work through everything and...
Mm-hmm. It definitely was a great performance, that's for sure. And really, I mean, that last game, the atmosphere at Forest Grove High School, what can you describe what it was like? I heard Dan talking about it on the radio that there were a lot of Sutherland fans in attendance for that one. A lot of former players that had won championships over the last couple of years for Sutherland were in attendance. Can you describe what it was like in the atmosphere in that gym once the final horn went off?
Crazy and loud. It was super cool to have that many people there to support us. You know, Banks High School isn't that far away from Forest Grove, and we had more fans than they did. And to have that kind of support from the community is really amazing.
Yeah, really, it's great to see that the community, and then a nice celebration on your guys' way back into town with the emergency vehicles, fire trucks, police, all giving you guys a nice reception back into town up there in Sutherland over the weekend. Man, it sure was a fantastic journey up to the state tournament for you guys, winning the fourth straight. So a lot of fun there. On a personal level, it's kind of cool that you know, your dad is a coach here in the area out at UCC, and I know over the last couple of years, being covering the UCC women's program at the Northwest Athletic Conference Tournament, that I've had conversations with him the last couple of years about whether or not he's going to be able to make it to those tournament games for the Sutherland teams. Did your dad get a chance to make it back in time for watching the state championship game?
He did not.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, yeah, he listened to it on the radio, though, but
okay.
You know, he couldn't leave his team up there. And I get it, that's part of his job, and I'm used to it, but now, I mean, I know he would have been there if he could have made it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know he is, I believe it was last year, he was doing a lot of driving back and forth to make it to those games, so I know he would have been there if he could have. That's too bad. I had assumed that he probably would have been, just because I know how determined he's been in years past to be there for those games. That's a little too bad. But nonetheless, you guys are going to get to spend a lot of time together going forward. You'll be playing with him out at UCC next year. Is that still the plan for you, and are you excited about playing there for the Riverhawks?
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm really excited. It'll be cool to finally be playing out there. I've been, you know, running around that gym since I was little, and to finally be on the team and wearing the uniform and representing the school is really cool.
Has he ever been your coach before?
He has.
Had when you were like at a youth level?
Yeah, well, he coached my, like, club summer traveling team.
Okay.
The past couple of years, and so, yeah, he's been my coach before.
What's that like, to have your father as your coach? He's obviously, Dave Strickland we're talking about here out at UCC, he's very decorated coach. He's won a number of Coaches of the Year awards there in the NWAC. He's led teams to championships, a very well-respected coach here in the Pacific Northwest, and a guy that very well knows the game, a very, very good guy to be able to learn the game from. But as a father in one area, and then to have him as a head coach in another area, what's that like? And are you a little concerned about going to college and having your dad as your coach?
Not really. We've been doing it my whole life. We've kind of found a balance in how to separate it out. He can be a coach, you know, in the gym, and his dad at home, and we've kind of figured out ways to work around it.
It's an interesting dynamic, so that's good that you guys have got a system worked down with that one. Well, we will wrap it up here, Taylor. I appreciate you giving me some time here today to talk with you about another state championship there at Sutherland High School, and this one a very fantastic one to rally from 18 points. Congratulations on that. The last question I had for you, and this might be a chance for you to either dodge the topic or maybe get a bit of a humble brag in here, but so do you think that you'll continue the tradition of not only winning state championships but also being named the player of the year in the state this year?
I hope so.
Is it something you've even thought about?
I thought about a little bit, but, you know, not a lot. It would be an honor to be named, you know, player of the year, but there was also some other really good players at our level. So if it, you know, if it doesn't go to me, it doesn't. But you know, I certainly hoping that I get that award. But it, if I don't, not the. It's the end of the world.
Well, definitely you are up there amongst the ranks that deserve it this year. I know a lot of great athletes, but definitely would be a deserving award if it does go your direction. Taylor Strickland, thanks so much for your time here. Congratulations on the state championship. Enjoy celebrating that, and good luck next year out at UCC.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.